coroner has ruled that a schoolgirl who died on the way to hospital might have survived if it wasn't for the ambulance's delay in reaching her. Shannon Powell from Northolt suddenly collapsed during a cross-country race at Trent County Park on January the 8th. The court heard that the ambulance did not reach Shannon for more than 30 minutes because they could not find the correct entrance to the park and then found the gates locked. Organisers believed that the ambulance services would have a key. The young athlete stopped breathing whilst being carried from the field by paramedics. After unsuccessful attempts to revive her, she later died in hospital. Shannon's family have said they found it hard to understand why there was such a delay and are devastated by the loss. A spokeswoman for London Ambulances has offered their sincere condolences. Union leaders are calling for politicians to reopen the debate on a third runway at Heathrow. GMB, one of Britain's largest trade unions with offices in Hayes and Hounslow, has claimed that an additional landing strip is vital to provide new jobs in the area. They have described the alternative proposals for an airport in Thames Estuary as too expensive and time-consuming. Despite support from BAA, all three major parties are opposed to the move. MP for Hayes and Harlington, John McDonnell, has said that the plans are a dead duck and people need to come to terms with that. But in George Osborne's autumn statement, he said that the government was looking at another airport hub in southern England. 14 people were arrested across Ealing on Wednesday as police carried out raids tackling domestic violence and hate crime. Operation Athena, which is a London-wide initiative, is focused on combating violence against women, but also includes hate and faith crimes. Offences range from violence and common assault to breaches of court orders. The parliamentary by-elections to find the new MP for Feltham and Heston will be held tomorrow following the death of MP Alan Keane. Mr. Keane died aged 73 after representing the constituency since 1992. That's all for now. I'm Danielle Robinson.